you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, everybody, welcome to San Antonio, Texas, and the JW Marriott, a Studio 12 show that's coming to you from the road. Sometimes we do this, but we have never done it from this event. Will Johnson, Matt Simon, and Tyler Pigg with you from the summer meeting of the 12th Man Foundation. And there are several Texas A&M staff here, Texas A&M student-athletes, generous donors to Texas A&M Athletics and the 12th Man Foundation.
And us.
And us.
Yeah. They somehow let us in the door.
Well, I thought I was going to say we kind of VIP'd this thing up, you know, walking in the doors of the JW Marriott.
Spruced it up a little bit.
Yeah, so this Friday, Studio 12 hadn't been on the air in a little while. You had Texas A&M baseball in Omaha, the College World Series run, some Astros baseball in there. So as we get back on the air, we are live in San Antonio at the 12th Man Foundation's summer meeting. So Will, Matt, Tyler with you, and we're going to start with Michael Solomon from the 12th Man Foundation, Travis Dabney, president of the 12th Man Foundation. Might join us soon if we can find him here somewhere, Michael. But, hey, we got you to lead off. That's all we need.
Yeah, happy to be here, guys. Glad y'all are here. Enjoying the summer meeting at the JW Marriott here in San Antonio. Great opportunity, so glad to be sitting down with you guys.
You know, this is the first time I've ever done a radio show fresh out of the pool.
Same.
Yeah, get used to it, huh?
Yeah, right there out of the pool. But we're going to talk to Michael and Travis, the two guys that can start the campaign to get us a lazy river and a resort-style pool around Kyle Field.
No
pressure.
I am right there behind you. That'd be a great amenity.
Productivity may drop a little, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If you just put it on the east side of Kyle Field, it would, at least where some of us work.
Yeah. I think we could all get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. North side, east path. Side.
Wherever you want to put it.
Either way. But, Michael, this event, one of the things I love about it, and we did a few recordings already before we went live here on air, is the interaction. You guys bring a lot of student-athletes here from across a lot of Texas A&M sports. And a lot of the donors and staff, sometimes they'll bring their children. But does it kind of bring a smile to your face to see the student-athlete interaction with some of the kids and with the generous donors to the 12th Man Foundation and A&M Athletics?
It's the highlight of the year for a lot of our donors and also for student-athletes. They get to come here and just have those interactions. You know, you get away from campus, away from the pressure of I've got training this morning, I've got a competition tomorrow, and for our donors, they get to actually get to know our student athletes a little better. Like you said, we've got student athletes from pretty much every sport here with us at the summer meeting, and just getting to see those interactions happen. Our donors get to see a little bit of what their support goes to. They get a little more intimate understanding of the things our student athletes are going through. You know, the summer school they're in right now, you know, the off-season training, but then get to know them as people too. So it's a great opportunity. And yeah, getting to see those kind of eyes light up when, whether it's a donor or a donor's child or grandchild who gets to interact with a student athlete, you just create connections for generations there.
Yeah, it's great stuff to see. The president's here now, Travis Dabney.
What's up? We may have dragged him out of the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we were fresh out of the pool to do a radio show. It's the first time we've ever done that.
Yeah.
You got any pool time yet?
Nah, yeah, I did. I got some pool time yesterday. Kennedy and I went down water slides, and I went down a water slide that I won't ever go down again.
You know, they're not.
Is it
that
the one
long
that drops?
Yeah, this is the one they put you in a tube, right? And it counts down 3, 2, 1. And I was in that tube, and I was saying to myself, I cannot step out of this water slide because there's a bunch of little kids that are going to see me and they're going to think I'm, you know, whatever. So I did it, but I didn't feel great about it at the time. So anyway.
Oh, come on. I went down one. It wasn't too bad. I'll show you which one later on. But the summer meeting, it's kind of an annual tradition for you guys to get everybody together. I was just talking to Michael about it. The interaction is something that it's just got to bring a smile to your face, because you guys bring a lot of student athletes here and they interact with a lot of kids, donors, and just bringing everybody together. That's when Aggies are at their best, I think.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great experience for everyone involved. I think it's a great experience for the student athlete. To come and have the face-to-face with donors that are supporting this program and understanding where the funding is coming from. I think it's awesome for the donors to see the appreciation that the student-athletes have for them and what they make possible. And then in general, right, whether it's everybody hanging out by the pool or whether it's late night having beers in the bar, all that camaraderie, all that engagement, it's a lot of fun, and I know a lot of people really enjoy it. And I've been doing this for a few years now. This is a beautiful property, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just an awful lot of fun. You know, you get a lot of Aggies together, there's going to be a good time had.
Yeah, no, speaking of good times, last night we saw what this group does in the 12th Fam Foundation transform Texas A&M athletics in the 10 years since A&M joined the SEC. Talk a little bit about that. Last night had some star-studded power in that room with Alex Caruso, Spencer Neely. Will and I ate dinner with Amanda Scarborough last night.
Yeah.
Talked a lot of softball, the transformation that's going on there over at Davis Diamond. But talk about that and the kind of the path the 12th Man Foundation has played in that transformation over the last 10 years as we embark on our 10-year mark in the SEC.
Yeah, if you look back last night, you know, we wanted to celebrate 10 years in the SEC. Will hosted a live episode of The Pulse, and like you said, we had some great moments. We featured some of the great moments of the last 10 years from different sports, and then we're able to bring some of those moments to life by having, Sean Porter and Spencer Neely here, having Alex Caruso here to talk about men's basketball and that great run, SEC champions, and who can forget that impossible comeback. And so to hear Alex's, retelling of that was pretty awesome. Saw a couple kids running around yesterday in Caruso Bulls jerseys. Yep. So that was kind of fun. for our donors, we wanted to do that so they could kind of go back in time a little bit and remember that transformation that happened coming into the SEC. And the things 12th Man Foundation donors have done to put Texas A&M Athletics in the position to have the success that we're having in the SEC, it's been transformational to the athletic programs, whether it's capital giving or annual giving. We had the whole redevelopment of Kyle Field happened during our time in the SEC. So it's just a great look back. And then, as Will said last night, let's look forward to another decade. And another
and beyond,
100,
I mean,
yeah. beyond 100 years.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, because this athletic season got a little bit extended because of the Omaha run. And that 11th year, I mean, that's going to crank up here in about 6 weeks. So you don't have as much rest time as we'd like to have going into that next athletic season, but for good reason, with the baseball team heading to Omaha and winning a couple of games there. But as far as schedule, Tyler mentioned what was going on last night, but here in a matter of about an hour, Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, will be here. He'll have an event tonight. You have the donor appreciation dinner, which you mentioned Amanda Scarborough, TP. She will host that tonight. So more terrific events on hand here in San Antonio just for the rest of this day.
Yeah, I mean, Will, I think so at the end of the day, I'm a fundraiser, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the message that I want to deliver is that anybody can come to this. Mm-hmm. There's no secret handshake. Mm-hmm. There's no special password. There's nothing secret about it.
Right.
You make an MVP size gift to this organization, you can come to the summer meeting and get the access. I'm sitting here looking at Ross Bjork. So, you got something you want to talk to Ross Bjork about, just make an MVP gift. Come to the summer meeting. You can get FaceTime with him. And, he listens to all my complaints, so he'll listen to yours. So, seriously, I think – people have the opportunity to engage in this organization. We welcome whether you went to A&M or you didn't go to A&M. You're a fan. We welcome everyone to participate in this program, and it's a great one.
Yeah, and Ross will join us here soon. I believe we've got Amanda scheduled with our new head softball coach, Trisha Ford, a little later in the show.
Yeah, star-studded lineup today.
That's right. It just keeps on coming here at the summer meeting. But also, I'm sure a topic – here this week is the Centennial Campaign as it continues and work on that. And you guys will go into meeting sessions with a lot of donors, with the Board of Trustees, and The Centennial Campaign, is that the continued work and something that's always a topic at hand, and certainly this weekend in San Antonio as well?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, we have celebrated or did celebrate the public phase of that campaign going public back in April, and we continue to work hand in hand with our partners in athletics and solicit gifts from 12th Man Foundation donors, prospects. We're sitting at about $93 million of a $125 million goal. I know the next person that I'm going to ask to make a gift is Jeff Toole, the CFO of athletics. He has a lot of money, has access to a lot of money, and so we're gonna ask him.
He's hearing all this, by the way,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah. But we've had great progress. Our donors have answered the call, and I think it's important to say, right? Our donors have answered the call. They keep doing it over and over again. We're incredibly appreciative of that. Without them, none of this is possible. But we're not done yet. We've got work to do.
All right. Fellas, we thank you for your time. And if anybody is in San Antonio, we've kind of got the speakers out in the lobby. And if anybody wants to get energized about A&M football this fall, Spencer Neely is walking the grounds here somewhere in San Antonio.
He will pump you up.
He'll get you to run through one of these walls before football season cranks up next year. But, guys, great weekend here in San Antonio. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.